So here we are, live in Vauxhall. And you never guess who I bumped into. Only just the president of the Laughter Republic himself.
How are you?
Mr. President Obonjo.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
This is Jitten, this is your host, James. So another show of Here.
Yeah.
And guess where I've been to, guys? I've been to the Mooch About comedy show in Vauxhall. And it was a lastminute.com thing, but I saw my man Obonjo in the bill. I was like, I've got to go. So we're about to head on the train now. But just before we do, he just did his first pre-Edinburgh Fringe Festival preview show.
Yeah.
First time he's done it. President, welcome to the show. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm elated. This is what I'm still trying to understand. Because it was a preview, and I got so many laughs. And it's just unbelievable. And then what people are now telling me, after I finished the preview, one of them said it was such a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
It actually should be turned into a film.
Oh, man, listen. I was in the audience for half an hour just listening to, you know, this amazing, heart-touching, wrenching story.
Yeah.
You know, interspersed with a whole load of jokes.
Yeah.
But it would just, yeah, so I'm definitely up for that. If it's a film, mate, do it.
Well.
We'll see. Edinburgh, watch out for the president.
Goodbye, Mr.
And
President.
Any Goodbye, Mr. President is the name of the show. Come down in Edinburgh, to Edinburgh, and if there's any filmmakers out there who's got money, because that's how the president works,
to make it,
will be awesome.
Yeah.
You talked about being in hospital. I mean, your friend, I don't know if how much I can reveal, but, so, you know, Chris,
it was just a thing about showing the vulnerability of world leaders, and it's a brief, impactful journey of an English man who meets an African president performing comedy in the United Kingdom, and they become friends.
Oh,
and that's all I can say. And it was just powerful. It was just a powerful story that I needed to share, and I'm glad that I did it. But it's taken me a while, but I'm glad that I did it, and I will continue to do it because there's a lot to talk about.
Definitely. Even though I just sat through that for half an hour, you could have gone on for more. By the way, he received an encore. Hello, how about that? He received an encore for a preview show, his first one at that.
Yeah.
Like, even now how you just said it made me laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, the way you just summed it up now, like, I was like, mate, I would come and see that. But I just bloody did. That's why he's on the show live, people. And I don't do this show often.
Yeah, okay.
Last time I did it was another comedian, 85-year-old Jewish woman, who I met on the same bill as Paul Chowdhury.
Yeah.
And she lives down the road from me. She lives in Stamford Hill. Yeah. And now here we are, you know?
Yeah.
So I just was like, I had to get you on.
Because
a little backstory, we got in touch on Facebook, and actually, it was because of the post that you talked about, Chris, initially in the first place. When did this happen? What year was this?
We're talking about, this is about almost 2 years now.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and since then, like, you know, we've kept in touch, and,
you
know, I've inspired you a little bit to do some videos, which you've been doing, and asking for advice and stuff that. So it's very approachable.
Yeah.
And I think, well, the question is, how did your life change? What happened to you after you heard that terrible news about Chris and stuff?
It just made me think about my comedy and made me think about what I put out there, but also understanding how the impact of the character. I think that's the key thing, because the character doesn't end on stage.
Yeah,
people still want to engage. As you could see, I was here and someone was like, oh, Mr. President!
I know.
You know, so,
listen, guys, we just had half a dozen audience members be like, he was like, I know you, but because the light is so bright in the community stage on face on stage, you can't always see. But they all recognized him, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that, you know, what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Sylvester Stallone in Rocky V.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was going to kill off his character.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, this guy's been through too much.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just like kill him off.
Yeah.
Now they're on Rocky 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. What a franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
So, mate, this could be an amazing film. This is the original Rocky story.
Well, thank you for having me, man.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks to guys for listening. Please do share this. Again, I'm speaking with Mr. President Obonjo, President of Laughter Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm your host, Jitin Patel Japes. here on the Hear Hear show. Right. The next time I interview this guy, hopefully it'll be after I've done a few more gigs myself. Thanks a lot, and keep laughing. You know what? Let's outro this with the song.
the duty that we hold.
You gotta hear the rest online. Okay. See you later. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.